is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, Tuesday, welcome aboard. Glad to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 888-900-9966 for the Common Sense Hotline. Check us out online at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We can keep you up to speed. My latest article there about how Michigan could end up paying more than $5 million for this Jill Stein, Hillary Clinton recount when there's no evidence or any reason to do so. We'll get to that in a second. First, though, the Big Ten fining Michigan $10,000 and reprimanding Jim Harbaugh for comments on the officiating at the Ohio State game on Saturday. Per a release, the league determined that Harbaugh's comments after the loss violated the Big Ten Conference Agreement 10.01. The agreement imparted that the Big Ten Conference expects all contests involving a member institution to be conducted without compromise to any fundamental element of sportsmanship. Such fundamental elements include integrity of competition, civility toward all, and respect, particularly toward opponents and officials. Well, the officiating was horrendous on Saturday, in my estimation, and it gives the Sparty folks something to yell at me about, and so it is. I thought the officiating was horrendous all day. From what I can see, and I believe that JT Barrett was short. There is still a chance, however, if you care. If Colorado beats Washington in the Pac-12 championship game, it is possible that Michigan could still make the playoff as a two-loss team. It's a long shot, but it does exist. There you go. There's your sports update as I see it. All right, Democrats are annoyed at this whole bogus recount effort by Jill Stein and Hillary Clinton. A waste of time and money that's not going to change anything, so says strategist Joe Trippi. You see him on TV a lot. He was Howard Dean's guy back in the day, 2004. I think it probably was the Stein people looking for a way to stay relevant, raise money, and take the stink off of them, said Trippi. Instead of everybody screaming, "You made Trump happen," she is counting the votes to change the whole narrative. And she didn't make Trump happen. Listen, we've always had third-party candidates. You know, the Libertarian Party had candidates, the Constitution Party, and a whole host of others. And people decide to vote for those parties, even though really it's a binary system between a Republican and a Democrat. And it has never really come close. The closest it came was maybe 1912, when Teddy Roosevelt picked up a handful of states and 88 electoral votes. And Howard Taft, the sitting president, finished third, only time that's happened. But there will come a day in America where there are three viable parties or four. That has happened in the past where when four parties have gotten electoral votes in the end. So we'll see how that all plays out. Michigan, meanwhile, has certified the Trump win here. That officially happened yesterday. The Michigan Board of Canvassers certified at 16 electoral votes to Donald Trump. Even as an expected recount looms, the Associated Press and NBC News both have now finally called the state for Donald Trump. The results submitted by the state's 83 county clerks were first posted last Wednesday by the Michigan Secretary of State. They show Trump leading Hillary Clinton by 10,704 votes. It is the first time since 1988, by the way, you probably knew this, that Michigan has broken four. A Republican. Meanwhile, Jill Stein and her bizarre recount efforts continue in Wisconsin. They said, "Yes, we'll do it, but you have to pay us $3.5 million by today." $3,499,689 by 4:30 today, or they won't do it at all. You see, Wisconsin has a different deal than Michigan. And I can't figure out, I've kept reading, but I can't figure out what Pennsylvania's deal is when it comes to the cost. In Wisconsin, it goes out to the county clerks. Give us an estimate of what it's going to cost to do a recount in your county. And then all the counties report back, and they total that up, and the number is $3.5 million. In Michigan, we get a total of $790,000. Because somebody asking for a recount in this sort of a circumstance only has to pay $125 per precinct. $790,000. The problem with that is this. If it costs $3.5 million in Wisconsin, it'll cost significantly more in Michigan, probably well north of $5 million. In fact, 5.6 if you apply the number of voters in Michigan compared to the number of voters in Wisconsin. Meaning, you and I, under this scenario, will get stuck with about $4.8, $4.9 million to pick up. That'll be our bill from the Democrats to recount a race that wasn't contested. Just shy of any overruns, any delays, any court action, $5 million plus to recount an election that wasn't even contested, that nobody actually believes was hacked, that nobody believes there's a problem with or an integrity issue. So Jill Stein, then after she learned she had to pay $3.5 million in Wisconsin, and they said, we won't do a full hand recount, she filed suit against the state of Wisconsin yesterday. She filed suit against the state of Pennsylvania yesterday to force a recount there. And in Michigan, they say they're gearing up. Tomorrow would be the day that the challenge would come, and the recount would begin a couple days later. Ron checking in on the hotline from Grand Rapids. Ron, welcome to it.
Hey, thanks, Steve. My understanding from what I saw just the other day in the Drudge report is that Pennsylvania, on the 21st, was the deadline to file for a recount. She can't do it there if she doesn't get all three, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania.
No, you're missing something. No, she missed the deadline. She missed the deadline for it to be a citizen-driven recount. That was November 21st. She still has every right through today to go and file, through yesterday, which she did, which is go and file a suit through the court system, and she met that deadline yesterday. She missed one deadline, but she made the other one.
What about the criteria of hand count versus machine count? They cannot force that, can they?
Well, in Pennsylvania, I don't know. It's before a court in Dane County, Wisconsin right now as far as what happens in Wisconsin. You can't do a hand count in Pennsylvania because 80% of the machines don't have any paper trail. So there's no way to do a hand count. Ron, thanks for checking in.
Okay. So maybe that deadline won't pass, which is, again, part of the strategy to make the whole thing look like Trump didn't win.
Exactly. It's trying to delegitimize Trump. You're exactly right. Let's go to Sam now in Grand Rapids. Sam, welcome to it.
Yeah, I heard yesterday, I don't know how accurate this is, but I heard yesterday that the reason there won't be a recount in Pennsylvania is because there was a November 21st deadline, and I don't know what specifically had to be done by November 21st.
Yeah, again, we were just addressing that. That has to do with citizens asking for a recount. That deadline was missed, but she did file suit in Pennsylvania yesterday by the deadline, and so she's still in play in Pennsylvania. Still in play in Pennsylvania. We'll see what happens there, but it is in play. I don't know what the cost involved is, but either way, she's apparently going to ask for the recount in Michigan, costing you and I $5 million. 14 after on a Tuesday.